Hi everyone, this is Maggie B. and Tarina, welcoming you to our new Women's Incredible Network radio talk show. We are pleased to share with you many exciting adventures in the world of women's entrepreneurship. Now get a cup of coffee, sit back and relax, and come along with us as we explore WIN. Hello, Trina.
Well, hello, Maggie. Hey, are you ready for an amazing adventure?
I sure am. You know, we've been dreaming about this for a long time now, and I am so excited that WIN is finally coming to fruition.
So, as we kick off our very first radio show, why don't you talk to our listeners and let them know what WIN is all about?
Absolutely. Well, we know that women are incredible, and deep down inside, we also know their businesses should be too. So we've created WIN, Women's Incredible Network, to provide tips, resources, and opportunities showcasing women in business from all around our great nation.
Wow. And our goal is, of course, to be women entrepreneurs who help other women entrepreneurs to thrive and grow the businesses of their dreams. Isn't helping one another what it's all about, Tarina?
Well, as women with so many responsibilities, we have such a huge role to play in our families and in our communities, all the while juggling the career and business model platforms in today's society. We just feel that with all that on your plate, you sure could use some uplifting, motivational, and educational information to help get you through your day.
And on that note, why don't we get started by telling our listeners a little bit about who we are and what we hope to accomplish?
You got it. Do you want to take the lead on this one?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So, I'm Maggie. I have many years as a web designer, a trainer, coach, and an interior designer. I feel that I have been blessed with what it takes to help women to plan and execute a new pathway to their success. I earned my MBA in business administration and my MBS in internet marketing and web design. As a professional actress and singer and keynote speaker, I excel at utilizing my natural wit, my humor, and enthusiasm to dazzle the audiences. These unique experiences have continued to help me to support and endorse the WIN belief system for all women. Hey, back to you, Tarina.
Oh, yes, ladies. Maggie is all those things. But I would just like to add a couple comments on my own, if you don't mind.
Uh-oh. Should I be scared?
Oh, no, on the contrary. What I was going to say is that I have known you for nearly 15 years. You are a true, downhearted, loyal friend, one who cares about what I might be faced with and helps me through trying times. I truly just can't say enough about what our friendship means to me. I just want our listeners to know that you have a heart of gold and your word is noble and true.
Oh, Trina. I think I'm going to cry.
Well, don't get me started because I might just join you.
Oh, okay. Then why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself while I wipe my eyes?
All right. Well, I consider myself an Arizona native. I grew up in Arizona since the age of 3, but I've lived in Hawaii, Colorado, California, Oklahoma, Ohio, Nevada. But you know what? For me, there's just no place like home. I have 2 beautiful daughters who make me very proud, one of which actually lives on the island of Oahu in Hawaii, and I live with my other daughter and my precious granddaughter in the Metro Phoenix area. For my day job, I work for a healthcare company that works heavily with insurance plans. And my dream is to make wind so fantastically amazing that I might want to hang up my healthcare hat in exchange for the freedom that entrepreneurship brings. However, you know, I don't want to jump that ship too soon, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I got you all right. But Trina, I think you're being a little humble, don't you think?
Why do you say that?
Ladies, I guess I will have to tell you a little bit more about my friend, Miss Trina. She is right. We have known each other for over 15 years, and sometimes it just feels like it was yesterday. I know that her creativity and her extensive writing gifts and the print media background is seasoned with radio experience. That's why she's perfect for what we're doing right now. She provides a solid foundation for all the successes that she puts her hand at. In addition, Trina possesses a Bachelor of Science degree in marketing from Colorado State University. Boy, I'm really proud of her for that because she worked hard to get it. And I just want to say one thing to you, Trina. I want to say thank you for being my friend and my sister through Christ. Thank you.
Oh, Maggie, you are way too kind and making me blush. All I can say at this point is thank you. So let's get started and get back on the topic of wind.
Oh, okay. Let me see now. Oh, did you do your homework like I asked you to do?
What homework is that?
You know, the what, the why, the where, the when, and the how. That when has become a reality for us?
Oh, that homework. I sure did. Let's get started.
Good. Trina, you first. You tell us, what is WIN?
All right. WIN is a dynamic organization established to serve as a central hub for women business owners. We want to help you build your brand, sell your products and your services, and support each other on this fabulous entrepreneurial journey because together we win. Maggie, how about the why of WIN?
Why? Well, women are amazing. They have incredible businesses, and many of them just need an affordable outlet to share those stories to help their businesses to grow. We feel the time is right, the audience is right, and now we have what women really need, and that is this platform to showcase their business models. Ladies, let's support one another, lift each other up, and help our businesses to thrive. Yep, you're right, Trina. Together we win.
Oh, so now on to the when and where. As Maggie said before, the time is now. We're kicking off this radio show in February of 2020. We've aligned ourselves with TW3 Terry Wilson, and our radio program is available to our amazing listeners worldwide. And as time passes, we are confident we will continue to grow. So Maggie, how will WIN grow that audience?
Ah, now the how. Well, the how is we grow that audience is to invite incredible everyday guest speakers to share their careers and businesses with us. We want to hear about products and services out there that can help other women in their lives. We are looking for professional women who want to promote their businesses while sharing great tips and resources with our listening audience. Say, ladies, is that you?
So we have the what, the why, the when, the where, and how. Now all we're missing is the who. And that's you. Ladies, we need to hear from you. If you have a business that you would like to promote, be sure to email us at leadsplus.tw3@gmail.com.
And also, if you're a business owner who could benefit from access to thousands of high-quality filtered voicemails and text messaging leads, Be sure and contact us today at the same email address. Again, at leadsplus.tw3@gmail.com. And be sure and visit our website at tw3leadsplus.com for more exciting opportunities.
We are Women's Incredible Network.
And together we win. Yay!
Yay!
Thank you, Tarina. This has been a real pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to our next business meeting. And let's plan on seeing each other very quickly, okay?
Thank you, Maggie. You got it.
All right. This is Maggie B. and Tarina signing off for today, and we look forward to hearing from you very soon. Together we what, Tarina?
Together we win.
We win. Yay. Thanks, folks. Bye.
Bye.
In our next segment, we are going to introduce to you our very special guest. Her name is
Pam Smith, and she just happens to be my sister. Yes, my dear, sweet sister. And she lives in a little town in Texas, but she is an amazing human being, and I just love her to death. Hey, Pam, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me. And by the way, I am the baby, and I like being the baby.
Well, that's what you say, you're the baby, but you know how that goes.
Yeah. I get to still tell you what to do.
That's true. Well, today, Pam is going to honor us with talking about the business that she and her husband have been operating for a number of years. And so with that said, Pam, tell me a little bit, actually, tell me the name of the company.
The name of the company is called Specialty Adjusters, Inc. We are adjusters for large losses, chemical plants, refineries, those great big turbines that you see out in the fields that have great big arms on it, and they go round and around, they produce energy. Well, those get hit a lot, and we go out and adjust the loss for the large major companies that insure those. And we don't do cars or homes or anything like that. We do the great big huge stuff that's mechanical equipment.
Okay, so you would say those were multi-million-dollar adjustments?
They can be. Yes, it's surprising how much money it takes to get one of those fixed, like a turbine. And they're always being hit by different things. Most of it's just operational, you know, but a bird can hit those, electric can hit them, and it is amazing how much it can cost to get those repaired or replaced. But we, you know, have to have them, and from what I understand, they are helping quite a bit with energy, and you see them everywhere.
Wow. I noticed on my trip over here from California that the turbines that you're speaking of, they were dotted all over the landscape in several states.
Yeah.
Have you heard of an increase in that particular type of?
Oh yes, they're bringing them in. You may see them going down the highway. Also, they're white and they look like a big long arm. Yeah, they're being put up right and left. But that's not all we do. We go into plants like chemical refinery plants, and if you know sometimes plants blow up, and they have to go in and find out what happened, why the equipment did that, and what does the policy say. And we adjust the loss just like you would a car or a house. The adjuster comes out, looks at the damage, and according to your policy and your premiums, they pay or they don't pay. We work for the large insurance companies that insure those, and there could be one insurance company, there could be 15, and they take a percentage up to 100%.
Wow, that's an amazing business.
It's a very interesting field. to go into. It takes a lot of experience, and you just can't go to school to do that. It takes actual work experience. You still have to get your insurance license in throughout the different states. But it's really interesting. I have found working for Tracy, my husband, since 2003. Well, I've been working for him since 2004. He's been open since 2003 with specialty adjusters. He was okay. partners with someone prior to that for about 9 to 10 years under a different name, and the partnership split, and he started his own company in 2003. And I've been working for him since October of 2004.
Okay.
That's been interesting.
And you, yeah, I bet it has been. Well, I know it has been, being your sister and been in the your home while he was there.
If you have never worked with your spouse, it is interesting, and I have trained him well, or retrained him.
Oh, good.
I've done something to him.
I'm sure he won't disagree with that.
Yeah, he won't. I promise you, he won't.
Yeah, right. I love what you do, and I have been in your home while you have been working with your vendors and your other outside sources, and it is quite involved running the office part of it. Can you give us a little bit of background on how you operate your office with your staff?
Well, I was out in the corporate world for many, many years. I've always worked, and I've worked in different corporations, large, small, medium, you name it, I've worked in it. And I always promised myself that if I ever was able to start my own company or work for my husband or work for, you know, a small company that I owned part of it or something, I was going to do things differently. And I guarantee you I have done things differently.
Mm-hmm.
I am much more relaxed. I don't play politics. I don't play games. And I take each person, and we've had a staff up to, you know, 13, 14, 15 people, down to I have one assistant that assists me. And I take each individual person. It's not a cookie cutter. I take what they have to do, where they have to go, by the individual basis. It's,
mm-hmm.
yes, you have to have policies, and yes, you have to have guidelines, but sometimes you've got to bend those guidelines in order to help that person that is working for you to make it. And it has to be done on an individual basis. Some of these large mm-hmm. corporations, they have gotten stuck into all the legalism of it, and their hands are tied. They can't help, and they get to where they don't want to help. Because, you know, there's times that employees take full advantage of it. But you have to work with them. And so I always promised myself that I would run things differently, and I have. I have. I'm much more relaxed on rules than I should be. But if I had to go back up to, you know, 10, 15 people, those rules would change just a bit, but probably not very much. Probably we would still, if, you know, if they wanted time off to be with their kid, give them time off to be with their kid. If they want,
True.
You know, if they just don't feel like coming in that day, you know, sometimes I don't feel like coming in, then
mm-hmm.
make a way where they don't have to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And cross train. If a person gets into an accident, they cannot come in, they get sick, you know, things happen, bad things happen to good people. Cross train so that the person sitting next to them can fill in till they can get back in the office. Then compensate that person that had to fill in. Give them a special
right,
bonus.
Right.
Give them, you know, give them a couple hours off. Anything
right.
to, you know, to make everybody happy.
Right. And this is what you have implemented into your business model?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
We sure have.
That works very well for you and your team, yes.
It took a while for my husband to understand that and learn that, because he was so much of the corporate, and he was used to being run over by employees, and so he, you know, he followed those rules really strict for a long time. But as time went on, and he saw why it, you know, why it could work so much better if you just give in a little bit. He's worse than I am now about, you know, giving time off, you know, giving bonuses, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Well, I do know Tracy quite well, and he's got a heart of gold.
He does.
He's very kind. Yes, he's very kind and generous, and I deeply appreciate my brother-in-law very, very much. He's an amazing human being.
He really is. I know I'm married to him. I've been married to him for 46 years, but I still am in awe of how he does things and how he gives. He is a very loving, giving man, and he loves Jesus.
Yeah.
And that right there is more important to me than anything.
Amen to that. I understand. Of course, I understand. You do have two children and a bunch of grandkids.
I have twin boys.
On that?
I'm sorry?
I said, would you like to expand on that?
Well, yeah, I have twin boys. They are fraternal, not identical. They are completely different day and night, but they're crazy about each other. They live in the same town, and they, I believe just about every Saturday morning, they have breakfast together, just the two of them, at a little restaurant in Katy, Texas, called Snappy's, and I'm throwing one in there for them. It's your old-fashioned type of coffee shop, food, you name it. And it's a neat little place. I love it.
It hasn't changed at all.
It hasn't changed at all. And, you know, some things don't need to change, and that's one of them. And all the locals go there.
They
have one son, Neil. He has five children here in the States. He was married once before, previously over in Japan, and he has a son that's 22 years old over in Japan. And so he has six kids all together. And then Bronson, his twin, has one daughter who is in her first year of college, who is named after her grandpa, Tracy.
And has grown up so fast.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I hardly recognized her last picture.
And my grandkids, Neil's children, are all coming for spring break in April, and we are going shopping for Amy's first dance, eighth grade dance, and we're getting her a dress.
Oh, how cute. I wish I could be there.
Yeah, Grandma gets to go with her and take her shopping, and I'm really excited about it.
Oh, I'm sure she is too. Yeah.
She is. She really is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have family nearby that you can visit with and have them come and visit you. And I miss you because I'm in another state right now from you, but we have a lot of quality time on the phone with each other, and that is very important to both of us. So I don't feel like I'm being deprived from the children because I get to live through you.
And they love their aunt.
They love me. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I know that.
Oh, wait, it's great aunt? It's great aunt.
It's a great. I'm a great. I am great. And don't nobody forget it.
Yeah, really.
Let's talk about your involvement in charity and church community activities. Are you heavily involved?
I am not presently, but my husband is. We go to Hillister Assembly of God Church in a little bitty tiny town that if you blink, you're through it. They have a post office, a gas station, and a restaurant. The pastor is Pastor Rusty West, and Tracy is on the board, has been for years, and he's also in charge of the ushers and greeting, and he loves it. And he, with the other board members, they work really hard for the pastor and help him and support him. And I have been kind of under the weather, so I have not been involved in the church for the past couple of years too much, not at all, basically. But I do attend, and I'm enjoying it very much. It's the Lord has really, really moved on that church, and yes. God is doing some fantastic things there.
Right. But I do remember some work that you used to do along with me. We would help set out the luncheons on Sunday afternoon.
Some of them got people love to eat.
Yes, we do.
So we do have quite a few potluck dinners, and those women can cook. The men, too. They can cook up a storm. And, yes, we. I used to be in charge of the kitchen, and I had to turn it over to someone else due to health reasons. And but we would set up and take down, and you can always find Tracy picking up people's trash and then vacuuming and us cleaning the kitchen and putting things away and getting ready for the evening service.
Well, I know something about my sister that I'm going to share with our audience, and that is secretly, if you want to use the word secretly, she is a ham. She loves to act. Now, I am a professional actress and singer for many, many years, but my sister has tried to keep that talent hidden from everyone.
Yes,
well,
I like-
not long ago, she was offered an opportunity to be in a church play and to play a villain from the Bible. Would you like to tell us about that?
You're a brat. Yes, as long as I can put makeup on or a mask, I can get up there. It's getting up there with nothing to hide behind is the problem. I do love to play a villain part, and my goodness, I had such a great time. We played women of the Bible, mean and good, it's been so long ago, I don't even remember the part that I played.
Well,
I do know I was
queen,
really mean, though.
And the dogs ate her.
Yeah. By the end of my skit, my part, I was basically inviting everyone to join me in the abyss. So, yeah, I was pretty evil. I loved it. It was fun. You know, because you're supposed to be good, you know. And so when you get to be mean, you know, that was kind of fun.
You can be good.
Yeah.
Well, I have pictures.
Well, being
I would like to share. I would love to share it on my radio broadcast of the pictures of my sister in her costume, because she really did an amazing job in depicting this particular character.
Jezebel's
you'll
daughter.
You'll have to go to my website to see the pictures.
Yeah. I'm sorry I talked to you, but I was Jezebel's daughter, and I cannot remember her name. I really had to practice her name. That was a lot of fun, because Jezebel was there also, so you know, we sort of hammed it up together a little bit.
It was a very good play. The ladies did an outstanding job, and I hope that in the future, Pam, that you will do some more work in that area, because you are very talented. I'm in your corner.
I hope I can do something again soon. They're thinking of seriously bringing that back again, but just depends on health issues here. I hope I can do something.
Oh, you will be, I'm sure.
And I love to get up and sing, but I am way too chicken.
Oh, come on. You got a great
voice.
Oh, no. You know that.
Can't put a mask on to sing. So.
Getting back to your business at hand, if you could turn the clock back 5 years, and what advice would you give yourself at that time?
If I could turn the clock back 5 years?
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give yourself?
I don't know. I think I could probably go back even a little further. When this all started, my husband had joined partnership with a man that was what in the Christian realm what we considered unequally yoked, and the best tip I can give you is two things. One, don't go into a partnership. If you can avoid it, own the whole thing yourself. If you have to go into a partnership, it cannot be 50-50. There's got to be a leader, so you have to have the percentage different. The second thing is, and the most vital thing, don't go in unequally yoked. If you are a Christian and you are a believer in Jesus Christ, don't go in partnership with someone that's not. It will not work in business, relationships. You cannot change those people. You cannot, and what will happen is you will come down to their level. And mm-hmm. not that they're lower than you, it's just that you're unequally yoked. And mm-hmm. That person may be extremely intelligent, but you're not on the same wavelength. You don't think mm-hmm. the same. You don't feel the same. And you cannot change them. And the partnership did break up for that reason. And Tracy decided to, you know, he wanted to stay in business, so he went 100% for himself. And mm-hmm. it has worked out for him so much better because the only partnership that he has is with Christ. And mm-hmm. that's the best one you can have. And that is the other tip. Run to Christ just as fast as you can. Don't stop mm-hmm. for anything. Get your heart right with Jesus Christ. Spend eternity with him. But we have to live on this earth. Do the best that you can through Jesus Christ. Don't walk mm-hmm. this in this world in the world. Walk it with Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. I see that your favorite Bible verse, Pam, is 2 Chronicles chapter 20. You want to expand on that a little bit?
I have stood on that for years and years and years and years, because when King Jehoshaphat was coming, there were three armies coming against him. He went to his face before God, and God said, "Do not be afraid or dismayed by reason of this multitude, for you will not have to fight in this battle. Just all I want you to do, Jehoshaphat, is to raise your hands and sing to me, praise me, worship me, and see what I will do." And those three armies were coming up against him. They got into an argument somehow, and they ended up killing each other right down to the last person and the last animal. And I don't know if anyone understands, but when those people went into war back in biblical days, they brought everything with them, their household goods, their people, their servants, all of them. They brought everything mm-hmm. with them, which they were loaded down with all kinds of jewels and gold and silver. And God wow. allowed them, King Jehoshaphat and his people, to go out and gather all of the loot. And it took them mm-hmm. 3 days, and God said no more after 3 days, because the bodies began to stinketh. And right. They weren't allowed to touch anything after that. And mm-hmm. There was so much stuff that there was stuff they had to leave behind.
Yeah.
So God not only wow. blessed them because these armies were coming against them, but he also allowed them to prosper from that. And they didn't have to mm-hmm. fight in it. And you don't have to let fear come at you, because it really isn't your battle. It is a spiritual battle that God fights for you.
Mm-hmm.
So stand still
That's
and
true.
See what God can do.
Mm-hmm. And you and I have been witness to that many times throughout the
many
years.
Many times.
Yeah.
Many times.
Especially when we get scared about something. First of all, we turn to the Lord to get guidance and counsel. But having you there for me, I can turn to you and you can uplift me with your counsel as well. And
we do that
versa.
For each other. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. And boy, I tell you, it has gotten us through some pretty dark times.
That's why Jesus told them to go out two by two, because he knew that they one could get down, get depressed, get scared, get angry, and you need someone to be there to help you, and you help them.
Amen. Amen. What advice would you give a woman entrepreneur that is just starting out?
Well, again, try to, first of all, seek the Lord's guidance. Mm-hmm. Second of all, do your research. Make sure you have got everything that you can do, set organized. And when God says move, move. Don't hesitate. When he says jump, jump, because he sees everything out there and he's getting it all to work together. But if you kind of lag behind, you might miss that opportunity, and the opportunity will come again, but it may take a couple of years. So when he says move, obey him, do it. But do your research on the product or the service or the consultation, whatever you are doing, do your research and study and gain that wisdom and that knowledge and that understanding of what you're going into, and don't go in with blinders, because that if you do that, the enemy will use that against you later on, and you might become snagged up, and then you don't want that. You want everything to go as smoothly as you possibly can. Yes, and you will have tests and trials, but just keep going. Just keep going. Don't give up. My motto is don't give up and don't give in.
Amen. I agree with that. Well, we're coming up on the witching hour, as the old saying goes. We're ending up. Our audience here has been wonderful for us. So we want to thank Ms. Pam Smith for coming on board and giving us her words of wisdom and sharing with us some funny stories. And as my sister, I want to thank you, Pam, very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I want to tell our audience right now that if you are interested in coming on Leads Plus radio program, it's also called Women's Incredible Network. We are looking for women entrepreneurs that are either in the business for quite a while or just starting out. And we would love to be in contact with you and have you come on board and give your testimony on this show and share your thoughts and your tips and your advice and your love for life and love for God. So you're more than welcome. And you can go to our website, which is tw3leadsplus.com. And at that website, there is a form you fill out, and you can contact us very easily that way. So once again, Pam, I want to thank you for sharing with us today. This has been a real pleasure, and I thank you so very much. Do you have one last thing to say to our listening audience?
May the Lord bless you and keep you safe in these times, and don't forget to go and vote.
Oh, yes, vote, 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 that's for sure. Well, thank you again, and we will be talking to all of you through our website. Go to Win Radio Talk Show, and blessings to everybody. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
Well, folks, for Tarina and myself, Maggie B., I want to thank you for being our listening audience on our very first show. For our policies, procedures, and disclaimers, please go to our website. As always, we like to end each one of our shows with a scripture, and today's reading is from John 3:16, and it goes, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Thank you, and God bless. Bye for now. Before we close today, I would like to share with you a couple of scriptures. The first one is Psalms 36:5. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches into the clouds. And then there's Psalms 40:10. I have not hid your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation to all of the world. You know, recently, a friend of mine, we were talking about faith and trusting in the Lord. We really do have a difference of opinion on exactly what that means according to the Bible. But I have learned over many years of valleys and mountaintops that without my faith in the Father and trusting Him with my very life, I have nothing but hopelessness and depression. By nature, I'm a negative person. I have to work hard to find the positive in nearly any situation, and even then I still question the real attributes of that positive notion. My friend is even worse than I am when it comes to seeing only the glass half empty. I want her to be happy and satisfied with her position in life. I keep reminding her, and myself too, that we were only passing through this world. This is not our home, but a place that God has put us to complete His mission. I do understand that it is hard and stressful in this world to even have faith and to trust Him. But I would rather be trusting Him than be depressed and unhappy in a very dark place. I really like these two scriptures that I found in Psalms. They certainly do support what I have been sharing with my friend. And I pray that these scriptures will uplift you too. I just wish you blessings and mercies and faithfulness and trusting in our Father. Again, thank you for coming and joining us. I am getting a little tired, but it's been a wonderful journey talking with you and talking with my sister today and having Trina as part of our program. So join us next time when we have another interview with another woman entrepreneur, and we have more surprises from the book Cabin in the Tennessee Valley. Oh, and there's so much wonderful things happening with our characters, Cody, Carolyn, and Dale. So until then, we wish you God's blessings and God's loving kindness over each and every one of your hearts. Thank you. And be sure and visit our sister radio station, which is the Old Time Radio Talk Show. On that channel, we tell wonderful stories about amazing events throughout the history of time. And we hope that you enjoy them. This is Maggie B, signing off for now. And we'll see you soon. Blessings. Bye.